A bill making its way through the state legislature that would end any obligations for landlords set by cities, towns, and counties is progressing. Older rules would be grandfathered in, for example, in Tempe, which has a long list of requirements, like air conditioning that must go down to 70 degrees and hot water service of at least 110 degrees. Representative Gail Griffin explained the bill to the House this way.
One particular issue had to do with the city of Surprise. And this is a statewide concern. If you have 91 cities, they could have 91 regulations. The Arizona Landlord-Tenant Act just clarifies the regulation of the rights for the landlords and tenant. That's simply what it says.
Ken Strobeck is executive director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns and joins us. The organization opposed the bill. Ken, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
So specifically, what does the group object to?
Well, it's just another of the legislature doing a state preemption of all city and town regulations. And we believe that these are local matters, as the representative said. Yeah, we might have some different standards in Flagstaff than we have in Tucson or from Surprise to Safford. You know, the conditions are different, the circumstances are different, and the regulations should be different. And we have yet to hear from Representative Griffin or anybody else who's supporting this bill, what is the problem that they're trying to address? You know, it's not difficult for landlords to comply with these local regulations. And ironically, one of their arguments was, well, we don't want a patchwork of regulations. That's a common theme now for legislators that are trying to preempt local ordinances. And yet, they adopted an amendment that actually codifies a patchwork of regulations. So that doesn't make sense either.
Well, I know it's scary to even ask you to read lawmakers' minds, but so what do you think the motivation is there?
I don't know what the motivation is. That's what I said. It seems like a solution in search of a problem. But the only thing I can figure is that somebody must have approached legislators to say, we don't want to be regulated. We don't want to have to respond to the demands of tenants or to comply with local regulations when it comes to, as you were saying, water or air conditioning or security or parking or many other issues. And so very often, special interest groups will come to the state legislature and try to say, declare this a matter of statewide concern so that you can preempt all local regulations.
But Ken, so often the conversation around affordable housing, like we just heard, is about safe affordable housing, like you hear. But is there an argument to be made here that getting rid of some of these regulations, like things like, you know, having an electrical outlet in every single room could lower rent, could help affordable housing in that way?
You tell me if an outlet is going to reflect in the monthly rent costs. No, the market is what determines what rent levels are, and we've heard this over and over again that people say, "Oh well, you know, whether it's the TPT tax on residential rental or something else. If only you didn't have that, then rent would be affordable." No, the rent is a matter of the marketplace and supply and demand. And as you have seen recently in the Valley, there are thousands of new rental units being constructed. And not too many of them you would put in the affordable category, but yet they still seem to be renting quite well.
Is there a problem on the safe side of this in terms of keeping the people who live in low-income housing in particular safe? Is that why these kind of laws exist to begin with?
You know, I'm suspicious of motivations like that because in one way you could say, yeah, if you're a landlord and you own many, many houses or residences, whether they're multi-housing or single-family, and you don't want to keep them up, but you want to keep them rented and keep the income stream, you bet. You don't want anybody telling you how to regulate or set standards for the minimum level of service from those units.
Ken, finally, it seems we've been seeing more of these landlord-tenant bills, at least over the last couple of sessions. Maybe I'm just paying more attention to them. Is that a trend you're seeing as well? Is this just another, going back to your state versus cities sort of idea, is this another sort of way to pick at that? Or is this, again, just that I'm hearing more about it?
I don't recall this specific bill being introduced in past years. As I mentioned, the TPT tax has popped up from time to time about, again, people who own many housing units that don't want to have to pay the tax on the residential rentals anymore. But this bill, I think, does fit more into the just straight preemption category, which just says, hey, we don't want to be regulated. And ironically, Landlord-tenant ordinances at the local level also protect the property owners when it comes to the ability to have timely collections and things like that. Those can be local ordinances that actually benefit the owners as well.
Right. That is Ken Strobeck, Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, thanks as always.
You're welcome.